This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Would you want the five dumb songs?
We're going to get to it. You don't have to wear the L for the rest of the day, okay? But on Monday, the L's back on, and in conjunction with that, you have your creative idea on how to get out of it, and we fairly will talk about if that idea is worth it.
I got it already. I don't need Monday.
Monday.
I don't need Monday because I'm going to forget it.
Write it down.
I'm not going to write it down. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not. You know what? If you can tell us your Aaron Rodgers prediction that's coming up in a half an hour, yesterday, I can tell you this.
We're not doing it now. We have a Cinco that we need to get to.
And we're enabling Sean by letting him
we're
get out.
We're not enabling
Tiki.
Anything.
Tiki, I'm going to talk to you. Tiki?
I don't know. What's going on?
I would like to beat Evan in that Jeopardy on Wednesday next week, and if I beat him, I take it off. Okay? Smoke that pipe.
I don't like this. I don't like the precedent that's being set here.
I don't like the precedent that's being set, and I also think you put a lot of pressure on Tiki to come up with all these trivia questions for me versus you in such a short period of time.
5 days?
He's a hardworking guy.
That's easy. Do aliens exist?
No.
You lose.
Oh, wait, no, yes, but they've never been here.
Got it backwards. All right, I'll think about it. Get to your Cinco.
All right, here we go.
Did you already play the intro?
Yeah.
No, but I set up the topic again, Sean.
All right, Cinco de Five, the five dumbest holidays. No elongated title. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Earth Day. Stop it. Stop it.
Why? Why is that
for every every tree we plant, we drive with a million gases going over there to do that. And for you electric car people, how much power is being pumped into doing all that? Just Earth Day is the biggest hypocrisy day walking. Stop it.
You're kind of right. Like, it negates the whole purpose of trying to protect the environment if you're only going to do it for one day.
It's an excuse for people in offices to walk down at lunch and go, look, I'm helping the environment. I'm planting a tree. My fat ass. Okay, here we go.
Number four.
I'm actually laughing at this one. I only thought of this today. Number four dumbest holiday. New Year's Day. Think about this. Why is everything shut down because it's literally the first day of the year? Like, what? Oh, because we're staying up late the night before? I mean, banks, schools. You know what? Then drop the ball at 8 p.m. and call it a night and tell them to go back inside. It's the first day of the year. That doesn't mean shut everything. That's a stupid holiday.
It kind of is when you put it that way.
I agree.
There's no point to it.
I hate to agree with him right now, but I agree. But
guess what?
The world went around the sun.
Everybody was off last week. Fantastic. We don't need to be off again today. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Mother's Day. If you don't appreciate mothers every day of the year, that's on you.
I was going to say, you're getting a little dicey right there.
It's another excuse for us to purchase a card and flowers, 365 days to appreciate mothers.
Tell your mother you love her every day.
That's it.
The problem is I don't think the mothers get enough love. So that's why you have to have
that
day.
What about Father's Day?
Yeah, we don't need Father's Day.
Here we go.
Number two.
Father's Day. I'm good. You know when I have Father's Day? Every day an NFL game is played.
Yeah, right.
I don't need any other time. That's it. You leave me alone when I'm watching football, you might win something, but that's Father's Day.
I kind of agree. That one's unnecessary.
Super Bowl Sunday is Father's Day.
Yeah, he's right. All opening right. day in baseball is Father's Day. Every Sunday in the NFL,
we get a lot of Father's Days. I don't need, and now I need to cook for everybody in June on a grill? No,
true.
Thank you.
That one can go away. Because it's your busiest day of the year. Yep. You're not chilling at all.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. I mean, guys, if you're out there right now getting ready to go out to some fancy dinner, I'm just going to have a little message for you. You may have picked the wrong one. All right. You just bought gifts a month and a half ago. All right. You shouldn't need a special day in February to tell the person you love them. You shouldn't have to go spend $6 on a card, how much money on flowers, the chocolates, all that crap. Do you love the person you're with or not? Then you could take them to Applebee's on February 17th and be just fine. Mm. Sorry. Right. I think it's a crock holiday.
I'll surprise you with one that should be on this list.
It's just Friday. So it's a reason you're going out anyways.
Exactly.
Now, by the way, do you realize that in 2 years, Valentine's Day is falling on Super Bowl Sunday?
Is it really?
Yeah.
No, by then we'll be on President's Day.
I don't think within 2 years we are. Mm. I think we're going to get that one Valentine's Day Super Bowl. Does that create any issues, by the way?
Here's what it would.
No. Father's Day and Valentine's Day on the same day?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. But Tiki. We are all good over here in our relationship. Tommy's good. I don't even know if his wife knows when he's home half the time. There are people out there that are getting ready to go out to dinner with somebody who cares a lot about Valentine. I'm not trying to tell people to care. If that is going to be a stressful situation, tonight I'd break up
I agree.
Them. Don't even. Agree. They're not the one. You don't want to deal with this fight 2 years
break
now.
It up with her.
Why not? Just if they're going to give you a hard time during the Super Bowl.
It's an arbitrary holiday.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tell somebody you love them. Well, you should tell them you love them all the time.
End that relationship tonight before you waste 2 years of somebody's life to fight on the Super Bowl.
You don't
I'm just telling you, marginalize it right now.
Yep. Yeah. I undersell. Tonight, you know what? Take a dive.
You don't have to do this, Evan, because you already don't care.
Yeah. Right? Start taking a dive tonight because in 2 years, you don't want that to be your first dive.
Why can't you just celebrate it in the morning or something or at night, Saturday night? Like, you don't have to do it at 6 o'clock on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, just move it. Move Valentine's Day. Why can't we?
Some people love the dinner, the rose petals, all that stuff. Mm. And there is going to be, I'm telling you right now, somebody in 2 years is getting screwed over because they don't know how to say no to their wife or girlfriend.
Thank you, Sean.
Break up tonight.
There's one holiday I would have included that may surprise you. President's Day, which is on Monday.
Why?
Because it's stupid. I'll tell you why. First of all, people actually think it's for all presidents. It's not. It's to honor the birthday of our two greatest presidents, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. They have separate days that are their birthdays. Okay? It's not on President's Day.
Right.
We just got so lazy that we said, well, Lincoln's birthday's on February 12th and George Washington's birthday's on the 22nd. Let's just mix them together. They're not the same person.
Is that the origin of President's Day?
Yes.
Wow, that's lame.
We used to have, like, each day was a holiday. Lincoln's birthday, the 12th, if I'm not mistaken, and Washington's birthday, the 22nd, again, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. And we combined them to call it President's Day. Meanwhile, I got news for you. President's Day is not for Millard Fillmore. President's Day is not for James Buchanan. And I'm sorry for everybody out there. President's Day isn't for the current president or the former president or Obama or Clinton or my man Dubs. It's not. It's for George Washington and Abe Lincoln. Why can't we just celebrate their birthdays like normal humans? Why did we have to combine it into one day?
Great question.
Did you know that was
I did not. I just learned something today.
There you go. I think I just made it up. If I made the whole thing up?
It's fine. It's history that people now will regurgitate.
That's right.
False history.
That's right.
It's the existence of our country.
You're not too wrong. Let's get to some of your calls. There are a lot of people very upset with Sean, and we understand why. Jonathan is in Shirley, New Jersey. How are you, Jonathan?
How are you? How's everything?
All's good, man. What's happening?
Good.
So getting tired of Sean always breaking the rules. I mean, you agreed as a man, you agree to a deal or a bet. You got to take the L, man. Like, it's like every time he takes the L, there's an excuse why he has to take it off, why he can't wear it. Ooh, I forgot. Well, guess what? If I forgot stuff in my job, I get fired. How about we mute his mic until Wednesday when this
Jonathan,
thing happened.
Jonathan.
Hey, excuse me. Am I talking to you, Sean, or did I call the Evan and Tiki show?
Jonathan, please. Come back to us. Jonathan, you just said you'd get fired if you didn't do what your boss asked, right? So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but the boss never told you to take the L off. The boss never told you to take the L.
Find a way out. I found a way out.
No, taking it off and not following. I got to tell you, Jonathan may be right. Sometimes you got to go to, like, really extreme actions. Tommy, you may have to mute his microphone.
Mm. Oh, that could be arranged. By the way,
I'm not saying do it yet. I'm saying we have to think about that because he's got to wear the L. He can't just throw it off and say, I'm not going to listen to you. Like, there got to be repercussions. And Jonathan, I think, brought up. Hold on a second. The architect is writing me back. Wow. I'm not happy about this.
Why? What did he say?
No, we're going to argue.
All right. What did he say? You're going to argue with him via text message on air.
Can I read his text messages on air?
Go ahead.
That's up to you. Wow, don't pull a banana.
As I said, the Sean and Tiki show sounds great, so just please. Can Lee be a part of that?
The architect, who I do respect, said, yeah, he has suffered enough. Plus, he does plus he does weekend shifts.
Text the architect back and say, it's literally the day of the Eagles parade. How could he not be wearing the L? Gosh. Of all days to be wearing it.
They've already cleaned up the streets in Philadelphia. It's over.
Stop. But you haven't had it on all day.
What he's saying is because you work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You grind for WFAN.
Yeah, 48
you
weeks
you are a trooper.
Yep.
You deserve not to be punished any longer.
Yeah, I already passed. 4 days was enough.
Well, here's what I'll say. And the architect could tell me no, I'm not going to listen to him. You're good for the rest of the show. Starting Monday at 2 o'clock, if the L isn't on, your mic isn't on. And I think, Tommy, will you execute that without any issues?
I will. Okay. I have experience in that.
Gives me all weekend to make sure my agent is here on Monday.
No one wants to see
him. No, but this is
also... you keep the L, and if you just want to talk, you put the L on.
That's actually
not terrible. Not a bad
thing. If you don't want to talk, you just take it off.
Perfect. You know what? I accept.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.